Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 8, and we're sticking with the Halloween theme. Today, I'm going to give you my thoughts on zombies. Do you want to hear my perfect zombie impression?
Play the intro.
That sounds like me when I wake up in the fucking morning. Fun fact for you guys, 78% of people who start a podcast don't make it past episode 7. 78%. And here we are, episode 8. Now, I can understand why people don't want to carry it on because, you know, after a few episodes, you know, the excitement sort of goes away and then you realise, like, well, why the fuck am I even doing this? Like, what is the point? I'm not even getting paid for it. And I think that's what, you know, 78% of people thought. So they were just like, no, fuck it. But I, on the other hand, went completely the opposite direction. So I have a what's called a best book, and it's a little folder I have for the podcast, and it's got all the sheets of paper that I designed and stuff to give it that more structure to it. And one of the sheets is podcast ideas, so ideas for like topics and stuff. And it didn't take me long to fill a fucking few pages of them, let me tell you. I think I wrote down something like 320 sort of ideas. When I say ideas, like topics, so like there's 320 of them. So that's 320 podcasts. But some of the ideas that I put down is like food. And you know, food could be 10 podcasts on its own, couldn't it? Pasta. What is it? Where did it come from? Do you throw it against the wall and if it sticks, that means it's cooked. Is that a thing? I think that's a thing. Who am I? Fucking Gordon Ramsay? Heston Blumenthal? Whatever you want to call him. Where'd he go, actually? Oh, I'll keep that for, I'm going to write that down for the food podcast. But yeah, so, I mean, even some of them I could do like part twos. So like zombies, I could do like zombies today and then do a part two of it next year or something like that. You know what I mean? And yeah, if I did that, then you're talking 600 odd episodes. There's at least, I would say at least 400 at the minute, and it doesn't take me long to come up with some new ones. I literally came up with about 50. What was it, 55 I came up with the other night. I was like, I wonder if I can come up with some more ideas for podcasts. So I printed off a sheet, and then I just sort of started thinking, and then within like 20 minutes, I had like 54 new topics to talk about, and like that's like one a week. That's a whole year. So I worked out that two a week at the minute, I've got about 6 years of podcasts. So, fuck episode fucking 7. Getting past that. I'm getting about 600 of me. Fucking right. So this podcast is going nowhere. You hear me?
Nowhere.
Okay, so, obviously before we get into everything, as always, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. So starting with today, I am in what's called Preparation Day. And basically what Preparation Day means is if I've got a few events lined up, then I will spend the whole day preparing for it. So I'll iron my shirts, trousers, do a route plan. What else? I print off the paper, all that kind of stuff. And basically prepare for the next few days. Because whenever I've got like four events in a row, I'm going to go from one event straight to the next one, straight to the next one. So I have to spend the whole day preparing for that. Which is basically what I'm doing today. And I was going to do this podcast in the morning, but I had to get up and iron stuff, and by the time I did all that, I'm like, right, time to fucking go. But yeah, so Preparation Day is today. Not really interested to talk about, isn't it? I was printing off a few sheets of paper, that kind of thing, but yeah, boring. But yeah, so, and then yesterday I went to a wedding, Tammy and Ben's wedding, that was in Hundred House in Telford. I've been there a few times, that venue. It's very nice. It's like a TARDIS. You look at it from the outside, and even when you walk in through the my fucking balls just dropped there. Even when you walk in through the front door into the bar, it looks small, and then it's like a TARDIS. There's like a door that leads you to this massive fucking area, and then there's this door that leads you to another massive fucking area, and it's beautiful. It's almost like a medieval type thing vibe from it. Like it's really, really nice. And the bride and the groom, lovely. Had a really good time there, drew quite a few people. And yeah, it was a really good event. But the problem I had was when I left the event, so whenever I came out of Telford and I was driving home, I had to go through the AM54 and they're doing some works on there. So it's like a diversion and they take you through Telford town centre. And I was going through there and everything was fine. Following a diversion, like I know Telford, I don't need a sat-nav to get me home from Telford. So I took the sat-nav off and I was just following the diversions. And towards the end, the diversion, like, it was like a right turn and there was like two lanes. And I was in the left-hand lane and I needed to make a right-hand turn. But I was in the left-hand lane and came up to these traffic lights. And that's when I seen it in the distance. I was like, fuck, I need to be in that right-hand lane. But then traffic started building up on the right-hand lane. I was first at the traffic lights on the left-hand side. Another car was first on the right-hand side. And I was thinking to myself, if I'm quick enough, if I put the foot down, I should beat this guy. And then I'll go in that lane. And then everything's fine. So I'm sitting there, honestly, it was like a fucking scene from Fast and Furious. I'm looking at him, he's looking at me. I'm giving him the fucking evils, like, I'm going to fucking kick your ass here. He's looking at me, probably going, what's his fucking problem? Why is he looking at me? Why is he, like, revving his engine and all? And next thing that as soon as they turned amber and then green, I was away. Now, it was like a drag race, basically, and I was winning. And then I was like, right, I'm going to go into his lane, and then everything's going to be fine. As soon as I start going into his lane, I just seen this flash. And I was like, oh, fuck, what was that? Was that me? Did I just get caught speeding? But even, like, I looked down, because it was 40 miles an hour, and I looked down, and I don't think I was doing 40 miles an hour. Like, but maybe I was, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I was more focused on looking forward than looking at the actual, I know, I'm probably incriminating myself here, but I'm maybe 60% sure that that was me being caught speeding, but then I'm 40% sure that it wasn't because there was another car on the other side of the road flying down. So I'm hoping that he may have got caught speeding or he went through traffic lights and then they flashed him. I don't know, but we'll soon see in about a week or two, won't we? Whenever I get a letter through the fucking post. And I'll tell you something, like, I'm not doing a speed awareness course because I think the last time I did that a few years ago. It was like more money. I paid like 200 odd quid and then did a speed awareness course not to get 3 points on my license. But that was back whenever I was truck driving HGVs, or for any Americans out there, semi-truck. So I was driving that, and then, you know, when that is your job, you don't want to get any points in your license, not even one. So I used to, like, I did a speed awareness course a while ago. I took that, paid the money and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm not an HGV driver and I have no plans to be another one in the future. That's going to be a whole podcast on its own. I'm like, you know what, if I get fucking 3 points in my license, fuck it, I'll just take it. Fuck this shit. I'm not going to give them 200 old fucking pound. And I'll be honest with you, like, even if it was a speed camera, like, it's a dual carriageway type thing. So there's like, why do you even need a speed camera there? No fucking kids are going to be walking around, are they? Oh, it's for safety, is it? Fuck. You're just there to get our fucking money, you dickheads. But yeah, so hopefully it was the other guy on the other side speeding and not me. And then I get to still have my clean license, but we'll fucking soon see, won't we? And then, so that was that. And then that was on a Monday. And then the day before that was Sunday, and I did a wedding fair at Ever After Wedding. It was hosted by Ever After Wedding Fairs, shout out. And it was at Hagley Hall, which is in Stourbridge. That was really good. I did a few caricatures there. If you want to check them out, it's on my YouTube's Facebook page. And yeah, drew a few people there. It was good fun. Got a few bookings, so I'm pretty happy. And the place was fucking stunning. You want to see this place? It's no West End Park, but you know, it was a very nice venue. It's a big, massive, stately home. So I spent 4 hours there. Hang on, 11 till 2. But then, I spent about 4 hours setting up and doing the actual thing and then leaving and stuff. But met a good couple of friends there, a couple of familiar faces. I love wedding fairs. I always said if I could do a wedding fair and just do it as a full-time job, I would do it because it's just full of positivity and there's cake everywhere. And yeah, I absolutely love it. And then, yeah, so that was Sunday. And then Saturday, I had another wedding. So this one was at, I hope I'm saying this right, Rhuthlin Castle. So it's like North Wales. This thing is fucked. This is a castle. This is beautiful. It's just simply stunning. If you want to get married, I'd fucking definitely suggest getting married there. It's a beautiful place. And it was funny because when I got there, I started getting my pens and stuff ready. So prepping my kit, as I like to call it. And as I was doing that, I just heard all this like commotion behind me. And I was like, what's going on here? And I could see somebody got bogged in on the grass. So for some reason, right, I don't fucking know why I did this, but there's a massive car park and there was like lots of cars everywhere. And for some reason, this guy parked on the fucking grass. I don't know why. But he was driving, it was a Skoda. And his front wheels were just spinning. And then people were putting down like fucking paper and stuff. Like, when I seen that, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to get involved here. But they were like putting down stuff. And then people were like pressing down on the bonnet. Or if you're American, the hood. And they were pushing them and trying. And this car was going nowhere. And I've been bogged down doing HGV loads of times. And I know once you're fucking bogged down, you're bollocks. Like, you just need, you're going to have to get towed out. Simple as that. So I came to see the day, the trunk, if you're American. We got some American listeners. And so I went to there and then presented my tow rope. And I was like, do you need a tow? I'll tow you out. And they were like, yeah, sure, happy days. And so they put their little tow eye in. I mean, the car I have doesn't even have a tow eye. There's like a fucking, like a hook thing at the bottom, like on the inside of the bumper, the rear bumper, and connected that up. Sorry. And then I said to him, right hand down, and then I'm going to reverse, I'm going to pull you out. And that's exactly what happened. So there you go, my first, you know, good deed done for that day. And then I went in, completely fucking covered in mud as well. I was fuming about that. But I cleaned myself up, went in, and then, did the wedding there. Which was fucking amazing, to be honest. The place was huge. And I drew a few caricatures for them. And then the day before that, I went to a 21st birthday party in Austin. Austin Sports and Social Club, which was in Birmingham. So this sports club, it's like, it's one big sports club, but there's loads of different buildings. So like each function room has its own name. And then when I got there was like a Muslim, I think it was like a Muslim party. And then I was thinking to myself, Jack, like, doesn't really sound like a Muslim name, does it? But I thought that was the party. So I went in and then went up to somebody and I was like, I'm here for Jack's birthday party. Who? Jack's birthday party? Oh, I don't know. Barely any of them spoke fucking English. And I was walking around going, where's Jack's parents? Do you know Jack? Where's his parents? And they were just looking at me like, we don't know who you are. Why are you here? Turns out, I went to the wrong fucking place. So I seen a DJ there and I was like, is this Jack's birthday party? And he said no. And he told me what birthday party it was. And I was like, huh. I was thinking to myself, fuck, I got the wrong date or something. And as I was leaving, the other suit, if you want to call it that, it was called a presidential suit. The other building, I just seen this little 21 fucking balloon on the door. And I was like, aha. So then I went to that room and turns out that was the right place. So Jack's mum, I did a wedding. I think I did her wedding. Or she was at a wedding that I was at. And then she was like, yeah, we have to get him for my son's birthday. And I did that. And then, so that was pretty cool. Lots of birthday cake and drink and all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, some of the caricatures I did that day were fucking hilarious. Just check them out, guys. U-Tunes, Facebook or Instagram or anywhere else. Just U-Tunes, check them out. And, so I did that. And, and then that leads us up to basically since the last podcast. So there you go. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4 events in a row. And then I've got a break today and then doing another 4. So where am I? I'm doing a wedding in Wolverhampton, a wedding in Halifax, driving the whole way up there, and then Parkhouse in Telford, looking forward to that one, and then the Wirral. doing a 40th birthday party there. Can't wait for that one. Get fucking Scousers. I love Scousers. Some of the best weddings I've been to have been Scouse weddings, because like Scouse and Irish just get on so well. I remember doing the one, I mean the last one I did, there were Scousers, and then there was Scottish and then Irish and then Northern Irish as well. And when you put all them in one fucking room, Jesus Christ, that's a fucking lethal combination, let me tell you. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter U-T-O-O-N-S.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So there we go, that's what I've been up to recently, and I think now is the time to get stuck into the topic, which is zombies. Play the motherfucking intro. So, for anybody who doesn't know what a zombie is, I'm going to tell you. Now, if you don't know what a fucking zombie is, you're a fucking zombie. So basically, a zombie is just some, like, undead fucking thing that comes back to life through some sort of mythical thing, like fucking voodoo or some shit like that. I'm on Wikipedia now, just having a scourge through it. It's funny how Wikipedia, you go onto it and it's like, sorry to interrupt you, but do you mind donating? Donating to Wikipedia? Like, fuck off. But yeah, so it's basically just a corpse that comes alive and fucking walk. And it's to do with, like, what is it saying here? Yeah, so it's like voodoo and stuff. I mean, going off by some of the many films I've seen, zombies are just, they just come back to life. There's just like a human that comes back to life. Well, no, I suppose there's that Pet Cemetery one. So animals and stuff can be like zombies. Imagine you had a fucking zombie, like, snail. Like a snail that just fucking constantly comes after you. I mean, I would be scared of a zombie snail, but, like, some of the other creatures. Can you imagine, like, a zombie fucking tiger or something? Or, like, I mean, a zombie cheetah. Like, you can't outrun it. Now, when I was a kid, like, I used to watch the movies, and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, look at them. You could just literally walk faster and they wouldn't catch you. I mean, how's that scary? Like, can you imagine, like, going outside and fucking there's zombies everywhere and they do that slow type of walking thing? I'd just be like, I'm just going to run. Like, literally jog and they'll never catch me. But then, obviously, the modern movies, like that, was it World War Z or whatever it is with that ugly fucker, what do you call him? Brad Pitt? I was being sarcastic there. Imagine having his jawline, right? Losing track here. But, yeah, so, you know, the modern films with Brad Pitt and stuff, you know, where they run fast as fuck. I Am Legend, are they zombies in that? They run like fuck as well. And when I seen that, I was like, right, okay, that'll be more scary. I mean, that would be more realistic, wouldn't it? Like a zombie that fucking chases you, like runs after you. So, like, even when I was a kid, like, I was just like, yeah. Zombie movies, they don't really scare me. In fact, I used to get excited about them. I was like, please let there be a zombie apocalypse happening so I can, like, go out with a fucking sledgehammer and just fucking smash some skulls to pieces, you know. I was thinking about that when I was a kid. Fuck me, there's something wrong with me. But yeah, I mean, you know, the old movies just Why, I don't know why they actually walked slow in the old movies. Like, why not just right from the very beginning make these things fucking impossible to get away from? And, you know, and brains. What is it with brains?
Brains! Brains!
I mean, if I was a zombie, I'd be fucking... I wouldn't be eating brains, I'd be eating fucking tits.
Boobies! Boobies!
That'd be me. Let me make this clear. Girls' boobies, not fucking men's boobies. Can you imagine that? Being a zombie and just walking around, just constantly eating fat men's fucking hairy nipples. Ugh. Ugh. Jesus Christ, even I got the fucking shivers there. But I'd be like, yeah, boobies. I'd be like, boobies! Boobies! And then, like, you know, stock up on them. So, like, have, like, I don't know, like a packet of nipples. So, like, if you get package or something, you know, like, you know, walking around chasing people and not being able to catch them. And you're like, fuck, I need a break. You know, you open a little packet of fucking crisps. It looks like crisps, but they're like fucking nipples. You know, I mean, do they cook? Like, I mean,
brains.
And they take the brain out and then they fucking
pop the cooker on,
you know, or put it in a fucking bowl and put it in the microwave for a fucking couple of minutes. I mentioned this in the last podcast, actually, where, like, do zombies shit? And apparently they don't. So, like, whenever they eat brains, or in my case, boobies, they eat so much that their stomach explodes. Like, what the fuck is the point in that? I think that was in, like, a movie or something, or a book. Somebody read it was in, like, in a book where, like, they don't shit. I mean, if you're a zombie, like, if you did shit, would you even wipe your ass? Like, would there be any point? Because you're, like, fucking covered in blood and puss and shit now. Like,
no need to wipe my bum. I already stink of shit.
But, yeah, so they don't shit. They literally just eat. And then what was the other one? Oh, yeah, they vomit. So they'll eat until they vomit. And then they just eat more. But, like, I don't know. I don't understand why it's brains. Like, you know, even some of them, they do fucking, they, you know, they rip your arm apart and eat your arm and your veins. Ugh. What film was that out of? Yeah, but I'd be like,
boobies, please, thank you.
I'm gonna list off some of my favorite. In fact, I'm gonna give you my top ten zombie movies. Right, let me just see, zombie movies. Now, I think you have to sort of categorize them, wouldn't you? Because there's some comedy ones, like Shaun of the Dead. Fucking love that film. I don't know how many times I've seen that, and I would just watch it again and again and again. I love the fact that, I mean, first of all, Simon Pegg, he's just a brilliant actor. I love all his films, apart from Hot Fuzz. That one where they go around the pubs, what was that, at World's End or something, that's a really good film. But yeah, you know, Simon Pegg, Paul's really good film as well. But with them two together, I can't remember what the other guy's called. But, like, I love the fact that at the start of the movie where, like, Sean Pegg is, like, walking to the shops, and then he, like, he's just oblivious of what's going around him, like the zombie outbreak, and he's just chilling and walking around and buying himself a Cornetto and slipping on blood and that kind of thing. And I thought it was like movie fucking gold, that, you know what I mean? And then what was it, like, there was a girl in the back garden, and then they found out she was actually a zombie. They thought she was drunk, and then and then they finally realized, and then they just go around to the Winchester and all this kind of stuff and just fucking, I mean, you know, that's a really good zombie film. But I think that's, I would say that that's my number one comedy zombie film. Is there another one? Is there another? I don't know. Is there another zombie? What was that one? Just a group of people. Zombie fucking, I don't know. But I think there is another zombie comedy film. I can't think off the top of my head. Hang on. Zombie. S-O-M-B-I-E. By the way, that song, Zombie by the Cranberries, fucking amazing. What a song. I'll just type in zombie movies. Hair? What's that? World War Z. Not really my, I mean, it's an alright film, like. But yeah, there's Shaun of the Dead, definitely up there. Oh, there's the one I was talking about, Zombieland. I mean, it's alright. not the best, is it really? When it comes to comedy zombie films, I think Shaun of the Dead is definitely the best. Oh, there's another Zombieland Double Tap. Oh, I haven't seen that one. Okay, like zombie movies. I mean, these are all just like Night of the Living Dead. Zombie Town. I don't think I've seen that. Where's all the fucking romantic zombie films? What? Warm Bodies? Shaun of the Dead. How is that a fucking romantic zombie film? Don't Kill Me. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? What? Fucking hell. Corpse Bride. But, you know, I thought like Night of the Living Dead and stuff. Yeah, Night of the Living Dead, they're all like zombie movies. So you've got a lot of them here, like, so Return of the Living Dead, you know, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, basically just fucking call a film a zombie film and just put Dead at the end of it, and there you go, there you've got a zombie film. I didn't know Resident Evil was a fucking zombie film. I remember the game. I might have to check that out. I might have to watch it. The third zombie one, Army of Darkness. That's my fucking one of my. Hang on, that's not even a fucking. I'm thinking of something else. What? Oh, I'm thinking of the evil one. Fucking hell. Do your research, Neil. We've all told you to do your research. But yeah, Night of the Living Dead, from what I can remember, you know, these guys and lady, I remember her titties, were in the graveyard. The punks, whatever it is. And then I think. There was like a barrel of fucking some chemical or whatever, and then they opened it, and then they put somebody, and then the fucking whatever went into the atmosphere, and then that's when the little dead came alive. By the way, spoiler alert if you haven't seen that film, but yeah, so that's how the zombies started in that movie. Like, what was it? So it was either, you know, it's either going to be a chemical. I mean, how would you be a zombie in this day and age? So it would be a chemical, some sort of a chemical, or a disease, like COVID or something. Or, yeah, like voodoo. I mean, I obviously don't believe in voodoo, like, but, like, realistically, I wonder if zombies exist. I think realistically, it would be some sort of a chemical that would make your body come alive. Right, so let's see, let's see if zombies that can actually exist. Can't believe I'm typing in, are zombies real? Yeah. So, I mean, not in the way that you think. Though there's zombie virus, is it real? Find out. Fucking hell. The concept of infection is rooted in scientific truth. What? Zombies and viruses side by side. Zombie fiction has grown increasing in popularity. I mean, never fucking believe anything you read off the internet, eh? But yeah, I mean, so you have a dead body. You got this virus, and then that virus goes into the body, and then, you know, reacts with it, and almost, you know, with the nervous system or whatever, and then it, like, makes it move, and you know, the virus can go into the brain, and basically, like, the virus can, like, go into your body, like a dead body, and then almost operate it in a way. But, you know, that's a scientific possibility. Fucking hell. I mean, would it be going around eating titties or brains? No. I don't think it would do that, but, you know, probably twitch and stuff. You know, but, like, it wouldn't go around killing people and stuff, you know what I mean? But I mean, there you go. So zombies, you know, an infection could actually happen. That's mad. Oh, here we go. Look, the city of real life zombies. 28 million views on YouTube. 11 months ago. Right, let's fucking have a look at this. Oh my fucking god. Oh, I know what this is. This is this fucking spice stuff. Isn't it spice? Zombie drug or something it's called? Have a look at this.
This is Kensington, Philadelphia, the center of America's drug epidemic, overrun with a drug known as Trank, a mixture of horse tranquilizer and fentanyl that's turning people there into real-life zombies.
People come here from all over. They drive here, and then they never leave.
So everyone comes out here to get drugs.
What? This is the hub.
Yeah, and you can shoot them up, and cops don't do anything about it, right?
No, they fire homicides. So the minor problem is them getting high.
There were needles everywhere on the ground.
This bucket is for needles. See, you got the guy right here. He clean, and they constantly have to clean all day.
But how is life as a drug addict out here? How did you end up here?
Using drugs. So when it's just Trank, it hits you hard, you pass out, you wake up, you're sick as fuck. I nod out, standing up, and right. I, like, literally, like, because of doing that stance for so long, I can't even lay flat on my back.
How many people have you seen be stabbed?
You see it all over?
And then, out of nowhere, we heard a gunshot. Tap here to see what happened next.
I mean, holy shit. So I'm going to, I'm obviously going to show you that video. That'll be on my Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page and Instagram. But my God, mate. I thought it was called Spice. Is this a new thing? A new drug? Like, what did he say it was? Fucking fentanyl and some other fucking thing? But even looking at that video, like, that is almost really real life zombies. Like, the way they're standing there and just crouched over and they're, like, I mean, I've seen some of them zombie drug spice videos. And it's fucking, I mean, talk about a good fucking night, eh? I mean, if you're that fucked, like, you know, I mean, I took drugs whenever I was younger and I've been fucked, but I've never been to the point where I'm like crouched over and just not being able to move. I mean, it looks like a fucking good weekend in the past. Hang on. Zombie drug. Wait, hang on. What the fuck, man? Jesus. I mean, some of these, like, they just... I'm trying to find one that's not over an hour long, for fuck's sake. Alright, okay, shocking video shows zombie-like addicts on the ground zero. Start that from the beginning. They don't look like zombies, they just look dead. Holy fuck, look at that guy. Pink socks, when you watch this video, guys, pink socks. Yellow shirt, he's in his fucking head. That guy's just sleeping. Yeah, well, I'll put that video up as well, but, I mean, that's a bit of a shit one, but, yeah, so both of these videos are going to be on Stewie's Thoughts Podcast Facebook page and Instagram if you want to have a little look at them. They're fucking nuts. Like, I mean, is it an American thing, this, like, zombie drug thing? Because I don't really, it's not that much over here, is there? Well, saying that, I don't watch the news or anything, so there could be. I mean, I've never seen anybody in the streets zombified, if you like, on drugs. But, you know, anything that happened in America, it tends to be over here eventually, doesn't it? So, so would I give it a go? No, not after watching them. It's fucking completely, I mean, they're completely fucking out of it. And I do not like the thought of being that out of it. Because anybody could do anything to you, do you know what I mean? Steal your fucking wallet, finger your bum, or something. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a druggy fucking zombie, but being an actual zombie, would I like to be that? You know what? Yes. I'd be a vegetarian one, though. I wouldn't want to go around eating people's fucking, apart from titties, but I wouldn't want to go around eating people. You know, can you get a vegetarian one? Do you know what, if I'm a zombie and I'm going to live forever, I might as well go vegan. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine like eating a family member or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we're stuck in a house and then fucking I become a zombie, like, you know, am I going to eat my girlfriend? Am I going to eat my cat? Probably eat the fucking cat, to be honest. They're eating the cats. That's my bad Trump impression. Or, I mean, how would you feel if, like, one of your family members became a zombie and started, like, eating you, I'd be offended. I'd be like, Tracy, what the fuck are you doing? Stop fucking biting my arm, you bitch. Get the fuck off. I don't even have anybody in my family called Tracy. But, like, you know, how do you kill a blow to the head? Isn't it? Most movies are all like, shoot them in the fucking head, or... What is it about brains and zombies? And then almost every single fucking movie you watch, they're always, for some reason, right, they've always got planks of wood and nails and a hammer. You ever notice that? You watch any fucking, almost any zombie film, there's either going to be a large fucking wardrobe, 2x4 planks, some nails and a hammer. If there was ever a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to fucking some hardware store or something. And one other thing I used to think about as well, like, most zombie movies, like, you see, like, it's almost like a post-apocalyptic, or whatever you want to call it, post-apocalyptic, there you go, you know, it's almost like that, and then, fucking, like, there's only, like, pockets of human resistance around the world, and the rest are like zombies and stuff, you know, and I always think to myself, well, what happens whenever the zombies run out of brains? Like, what happens when they eat everybody and there's nobody left and all there is zombies? Like, what the fuck do they do then?
Fuck.
What's wrong?
We've eaten everybody.
Fuck, you're right.
What do we do now?
Don't know. This is a zombie conversation.
Suppose I better go and get a job.
Like, what would a world be like with just zombies? You know, when I think about it, it's going to probably be the same but now, except people just walk around slowly and smell like fucking death. What would be a perfect job for a zombie? Packing bags at a fucking supermarket? Or working behind a fucking, I don't know. What's a meaningless job? Working at TikTok, working behind the scenes in TikTok. A zombie TikTok, what would that be? Don't know. Fuck it. I thought I was onto something there, but I'm not. But yeah, so a world of just being a zombie. Like, what would they do? Like, if they've eaten everybody, like, what other options do they have? Like, there is none. They might as well just. I mean, they can't die, they're already dead. I suppose, like, they just wander around and just eat each other, maybe? I don't know. The shit that goes on in my fucking head. Okay, so I've got some really fucking stupid jokes here. I tried to find some rude zombie jokes, but there's not that many on the online, and I don't know why, because I reckon you could fucking come up with some real funny ones. But unfortunately, we got some dad jokes here. Well, here we go. What's zombie's favourite dessert? Ice cream. That's fucking shit. Why did zombies go to school? To improve their dedication? No. Yeah, dedication. Fuck me, this puck. No wonder, episode fucking 8, already it's going downhill. What's the zombie's favourite part of the house? The living room. Oh my god, these are so bad. How do zombies send emails? With ghost mail? Fucking hell. What's zombie's favourite type of music? Dead metal. Right. One more. I need a funny one here. No, that's not funny. Zombies. For fuck's sake. These are supposed to be funny jokes. I mean, how is this funny? How do zombies throw a party? They raise the dead. I'll see if I can find a real good one here. What's zombies' favourite app? Instagram memories? I don't get that one. Right, enough of jokes. Right, let's go into facts, shall we? So here's some basic zombie facts. Zombies are not superhuman. They will die with the proper methods. Yeah, beat them in the fucking head. We all know about that one. The only way to kill a zombie is to destroy the brain. Or bore them with this fucking podcast. Contrary to belief, zombies do not eat brains. No, I've seen enough movies to know that that's not true. They do eat brains. Zombies have no acquired intelligence. Simply, they don't learn from mistakes. Okay. Zombies retain no memories from their old lives and cannot be reasoned with. Well, I don't know. I reckon, if a zombie came after me, I'd be like, hold on a second there, mate. Stop. Like, do you really want to do this?
Yes.
No. Think about it. Look at me. Right? Why eat me when you could have a succulent Chinese meal?
Succulent Chinese meal?
You know, there's a Greggs or a McDonald's around the corner. Right? Here's a fiver. They're doing a meal deal at the minute. Here's a fiver. Give them the fiver. Go and buy yourself some chicken nuggets, some fucking, you know. You can even get yourself a McFlurry.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're thinking about it now, aren't you? Why eat this when you can have a nice warm hamburger?
You know what? You're right.
There you go. He does a U-turn, fucks off to McDonald's, where he meets loads of other zombies. Workers. And then, has himself a nice, succulent McDonald's meal. Boom, there you go. I've reasoned with him. Saved me own life. And what else have we got here? So we found out that zombies can be reasoned with. We found out that zombies do actually eat brains. So whoever did this fucking zombie facts thing is full of shit. Zombies do not function as a group and are aware... And are not aware of anything but their human prey. Human prey. The average lifespan of a zombie is 4 years, depending on the location. Who the fuck wrote this? 4 years? I always thought that a zombie would just live forever, wouldn't it? Unless you kill it. Where are they getting this facts from? So, if a zombie only... All you have to do is just outrun them for 4 years. I mean, I suppose that, there's a lot of running, isn't it? But, like... I don't know where they get that information from. Do you reckon the zombies know? Like,
fuck me, I've been running around for 3 years and 300 days and I'm gonna die soon.
I mean, do they die again? I mean, I've seen that, movies where, they chop off their arms and stuff and then their arms are still fucking wriggling around. A zombie relies heavily on all five senses, not just sight. Hang on. Heavily on all five senses, not just sight. So, what you got? Sight, touch, smell, hearing. What the fuck is the fourth one? Hang on. So sight, smell, touch, hearing. Oh, I miss someone. What the fuck? Taste? No? I don't know. But to be honest with you, who did this? Oh, there we go. So facts by fucking Wolf 117M, whatever. And there you go. 10 facts. By 10 zombie facts by a fucking zombie. And then there you go. So like a virus one. Oh, that's from the same guy. I'm not even going to fucking read that. And I mean, I think, apart from this whole 4 years thing, I wouldn't mind being a zombie, if I'm honest. No worries. You don't have to fucking pay the bills. No car tax. No tax to fucking pay. I mean, knowing the government, they would find a fucking some way to fucking tax you if you were a zombie. Like, living tax or something. That was a slight little dig at the fucking government. I mean, if I became a zombie, what would change in my life? If I smoked, would I stop smoking? Or, would I... if I smoked, would I still smoke as a zombie? Does your taste buds change? Well, I suppose it would, because if you're born and, as a human... And you live your whole life as a human and then, you don't eat anybody. And then all of a sudden, you die and become a zombie, then your palate changes to, like, you know, flesh and brains. Like, do they even drink, like, water? Can you get pissed if you're a zombie? I mean, the more I think about it, a life as a zombie would be shit, wouldn't it? You don't look attractive, let's be honest. You know, half your fucking scalp is missing. Your arm's fucking falling off. You're walking like you shit yourself. It's not really... I mean, if a male zombie was walking down the street looking for brains, and then he sees a female zombie, do they fuck each other? And then do they have like a fucking zombie baby? Zombie baby? And then you can imagine, like, they have a zombie baby and then they post like on Insta fucking whatever it was they go on to. And I'd be like, yeah, my baby here is, you know, very cute. Oh, do you know what? I'm rambling on. And I think that's my thoughts on zombies. So would I want to be one? Yeah, probably. Is it, you know, I don't want to get bitten. I mean, if I could, I don't know. How could you be a zombie nicely? I don't even like needles, so, like, you know, inject me with some sort of virus. No, maybe in a pill form, you know, take two of these 3 times a week, and then in 2 months' time, you'll be a zombie. I'll be like, all right, sign me up. As long as I don't die in fucking 4 years. But yeah, I wouldn't mind that, to be honest. But I think, do you know what? I think it's getting late now. I think we're going to knock it in the head. But this has been a bit of a weird one, I think. But there is my fucking thoughts on being a zombie, or zombies, in fact, in general. I hope you like this, guys. I'll try to make it a little bit more funnier than the previous ones. Bit of a fucking weird topic, isn't it? Zombies. But yeah, so there you go. So there's my thoughts on zombies. And next episode... So what date are we on now? It's the 29th of December. Fucking December. What am I? I think I'm having a stroke here. It's the 29th of October. And it's almost election day in America. And I think I'm going to do a podcast about the man himself, Donald Trump. So that's going to be the next one. I'm going to give you my thoughts on him and the election, that kind of stuff. Not that anybody gives a fuck, but, you know, it's a hot topic at the minute. And I think I'm going to give my thoughts on that. I mean, can't talk about a controversial fucking topic. But yeah, I'll give you my thoughts on Donald Trump and we'll see what's going on there, will we? That'll be an interesting one. And, I mean, I listened to Joe Rogan podcast today. Actually, I finished it today, and Donald Trump was on that. And, you know, when you take away all this media that's attacking him all the time, when he's on a podcast, it was like the real Donald Trump almost. And, you know, you can't fault the guy for loving his own country, can you? But we'll get into that on next podcast, which is going to be on... What day am I going to do it on? Let me see, check the calendar. I'll be doing it this Sunday on the 3rd of November. So it'll be published then. I'll do it during the day and then I'll upload it. And then it'll be good to go Sunday night on the 3rd. There'll be a podcast about Donald Trump. So there you go, guys. So that's my thoughts on all that shite. Yeah, I only did the zombie one because Halloween was coming up. Yeah, so lots of more podcasts planned in the future. If you want to listen to them, feel free to give me a follow if you want. And then check the old website at stewscomedy.co.uk, and also check out uTunes, UTOONS.co.uk for all my caricatures. And yeah, and if you know you come across any zombies, then shoot them in the fucking head. If you've got a gun, if you don't have a gun, then just fucking, I don't know, find a blunt object and just smash it over his fucking head, and or else walk a little bit faster. There you go. So that's my thoughts on zombies, guys. So thank you very much for joining, and tune into the next one. Peace out, and don't forget to stick your finger up your bum. Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune into the next one. Bye.